This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Reds lost to the Pittsburgh Pirates on Tuesday night at Great American Ballpark. Final score 6-2. It was a game of missed opportunities for Cincinnati. They were just 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position. They loaded the bases twice with no outs and scored just one run. Tyler Mahle's problems pitching at home continued as he gave up 3 runs in just 4 1/3 innings, and Michael Lorenzen gave up 3 more runs in the top of the 8th. Highlights coming up, but first some final thoughts from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Yid. Cowboy, tough one today. Reds fall in this one 6-2. Tyler Mahle gave up some runs early in this ball game, but you can't say that the Reds didn't have their opportunities from an offensive standpoint.
Yeah, I think you can look at a couple of innings. The Reds loaded the bases in 2 different innings and just were not able to get really anything out of it. They got 1 run there in the 4th inning when they loaded the bases with no outs. Should have been more runs than that. Loaded the bases with no outs in the 7th at the most crucial time because the Reds were trailing 3-2 at that point and couldn't play to run, and they had the middle of their order there. I understand that, you know, things are going to go sideways every once in a while, but I still go back to August 22nd. The Reds, that's the first day that the Reds actually had sole possession of the second wild card. They overtook the San Diego Padres. Since that point in time, the Reds have gone 9-17, and that should tell you the story about why you are where you are.
That is a 7.5 game swing in the wild card standings since August the 23rd. That is a big, big swing, and that's why the Reds are 3 games back, now 3.5 games back, and potentially 4 games back, depending on what happens with the Cardinals and the Brewers. Reds fall 6-2 to the Pirates. Yid, back to you.
Now to the highlights. Neither team crossed the plate in the first inning on Tuesday night, but the Reds did get a run across in the bottom of the 2nd off Pittsburgh starter Mitch Keller. Kyle Farmer singled to start the inning. A. Eugenio Suarez followed that with a single to right center, with Farmer moving to 3rd. Next up was Tucker Barnhart.
Right-hander ready at the belt. Keller's pitch and a ground ball right side off the bat of Barnhart has a chance for 2. Flip to 2nd, around to 1st, and that's in time. It's a double play, so no RBI, but Farmer does score the game's first run, and it's 1-0 Reds.
Pirates tied things up in the top of the 4th off Reds starter Tyler Mahle. Mahle struck out Colin Moran to begin the inning. Next up was Ben Gamel.
The 0-1. Gamel sends a long fly ball deep right field. Castellanos back at the wall, leaps, it's gone. That ball was way in, a fastball from Mahle. It really sounded like it broke the bat of Gamel, but he got it out of here.
After the home run, Anthony Alford singled, but Tucker Barnhart erased him from the base paths.
Mally's ready. Belly high set. There he goes. Swing and a miss. Throw down to 2nd and got him. Tucker Barnhart nails him again. Offered caught stealing, 2nd out here in the 4th.
Cincinnati retook the lead in the bottom of the 4th. Joey Votto walked. Farmer singled, and Eugenio Suarez walked to load the bases. Tucker Barnhart flew out without a run scoring. Next up was T.J. Friedl.
Keller comes set, ready at the belt, and delivers. And Friedl swings. It's a high drive to left, but playable. Anthony Offord moves back under it. Catch is made. Votto tags at 3rd. He's coming home, and he will score easily. And the Reds are back in front, 2-1 on the sac fly to left by T.J. Friedl. And he will get a hero's welcome heading back into the Reds' dugout, putting the Reds back on top.
Tyler Mahle then grounded out to end the inning, so Cincinnati had the bases loaded with no outs and could only get 1 run home. Pittsburgh chased Tyler Mahle from the game in the top of the 5th. Hoy Park singled to begin the inning and moved to 2nd on a sac bunt by the pitcher. Leadoff man Key Brian Hayes was next up. He tied the game with an RBI single to center. That brought Cole Tucker to the plate.
And this ball's scorched on a line to left center. Friedel over, cuts it off on a bounce, fires it back in. Relay throw to the plate from Farmer, not in time. And this time Tucker stays at first base. I was a little surprised, really, because nobody was at first base. So Tucker could have really...
I think that's what his first base coach is telling him right now.
He could have really been a little more aggressive towards second and waited a little longer to create him a little more time for himself to commit. Now the Pirates have their first lead of the night. It's 3-2.
After that single, Malley walked Brian Reynolds, and he was taken out of the game. Tony Santion came on and got the final two outs without another run scoring. Here's the pitching line on Malley, who continues to struggle at home. 4 1/3 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs all earned, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts, a home run, 96 pitches, 58 of those for strikes. The Reds had a chance to at least tie the game in the bottom of the sixth. With one out, Kyle Farmer singled, his third hit of the night. Then after Suarez struck out, Tucker Barnhart singled, moving Farmer to third. At that point, David Bell lifted T.J. Friedel for pinch hitter as Drubal Cabrera, who struck out to end the inning. Nick Mears took over for the Pirates in the bottom of the seventh, and that looked like it was going to be the break that the Reds needed. Mears walked both DeLeiner DeShields and Jonathan India to begin the inning. Max Schrock then singled to center field to load the bases. Nick Castellanos popped out for out number one. Joey Votto hit a shallow fly ball to center field for out number two. Wasn't deep enough for DeShields to tag up, and then Mears ended the inning.
He sets at the belt and to the plate. Breaking ball, strike three called, and Mears gets out of it. Big time fist pump as he heads back to the Pirate dugout. He loaded the bases, and then he left them standing out there.
Michael Lorenzen came on to pitch the top of the eighth for the Reds and got a quick out, but then things went downhill. Ben Gamel walked and moved to second on a wild pitch. Anthony Alford then walked, and that brought Michael Perez back to the plate.
Lorenzen from the belt to the plate. The 0-1, yanked down the right field line. That's going to drop fair and go to the wall for extra bases. One runs home, Gamel. Alford into third base and held there. India will run it back in, but... the Pirates add to their lead. It's 4-2 on a night where the Reds are really, really struggling to produce runs.
Hoy Park then got the fifth run home with a sacrifice fly, and pinch hitter Yoshi Tsutsugo made it 6-2.
Lorenzen's payoff, and Tsutsugo lines one softly down the right field line. That is down and all the way to the wall in the right field corner. Racing around third, Michael Perez will score all the way from first base on the double into the right field corner by Tsutsugo. And he just continues to crush the Reds.
The Reds put a runner on base in the eighth but couldn't score. Jonathan India led off the ninth with a base hit, the fourth time he reached base in the game. But Schrock flew out for out number one. Castellanos then struck out, and the game ended with Joey Votto at the plate.
1-2. And Votto socks one to center field, but right there is Brian Reynolds. Fading toward left, he'll make the catch. And that's all. Reds fall 6-2 to the Pirates tonight at Great American Ballpark.
Here are the totals for Pittsburgh. 6 runs on 10 hits, no errors, 8 left on base. Cincinnati, 2 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They stranded 11. Keller, the winner, 5-11. Malley, the loser, 12-6. 1 home run in the game, Gamel, number 8. 3 hours and 36 minutes, 9,475 at Great American Ballpark. Time to hear from starter and loser, Tyler Malley.
Tyler, how did things unravel a bit for you there in the fifth?
Just made some bad pitches, and they hit them. A few base hits up the middle, walk. Just didn't make good pitches.
Did you feel like you were commanding the ball okay today?
No, I mean, I was wild. Just missed off or down with my slider a lot and out, and that hurt me a lot. That made me throw a lot of pitches and was 4+ with 90-something pitches. I mean, yeah, it was pretty wild.
You have been known to get stronger as the game goes on. Was it obviously disappointing to have an early exit like that?
Yeah. I mean, it always is. Yeah. It's never good to go. It's four and a third. You're never going to have a good game doing that.
This three-game series wraps up Wednesday afternoon as right-hander Luis Castillo goes to the mound against right-hander Connor Overton. We're on the air with the pregame show at 12:05. First pitch is scheduled for 12:35. And once again, the final score on Tuesday night, the Pirates beat the Reds 6-2. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.